Are you in the market for custom-designed t-shirts, tote bags, or tumblers? Look no further. At Limitless Broadcasting Network, we create one-of-a-kind designs for all our t-shirts, ensuring that when you purchase from limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com, you won't see anyone else wearing the same shirt. You'll be a trendsetter, standing out in any crowd. Explore our merchandise store to satisfy all your horror-themed needs. We offer a wide variety of designs, featuring everything from Buffy the Vampire Slayer to Taylor Swift, as well as Lost Boys and iconic characters like Jason and Michael Myers. Don't miss out. Shop now and make your statement with our exclusive merchandise. Hey everyone, it's Chloe for the Limitless Broadcasting Network, and the holiday season is in full swing. If you are looking for the perfect gift this holiday season, then I'm excited to share our Limitless newsletter with you. If you have a passion for Hollywood, entertainment, or media, this is your chance to dive deeper and get the full story. Think of our newsletter as a digital magazine crafted for the connected community. You can subscribe at limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com, starting at just $7 a month or $80 for a full year. By subscribing, you'll not only receive the Limitless newsletter, but also gain access to all our exclusive podcasts, including The Secrets Uncovered, The Truth Behind the Lies podcast, Rant Radio, Bump in the Night Chronicles, and Strange World with Robert. And that's not all. Enjoy classic streaming television shows like The I Love Lucy Show, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, Dragnet, and many more. Don't miss out. Subscribe now.
Are you intrigued by true paranormal stories? Do you crave tales of the strange, the dark, and the mysterious? Tune into our new podcast, Bump in the Night Chronicles, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Each episode dives into chilling paranormal phenomena and spine-tingling urban legends. From ghostly encounters to hair-raising myths, we explore the unknown. So if you're brave enough and not easily scared, subscribe now to limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com for ad-free episodes.
Hey, it's Robert from Limitless Broadcasting, reminding you to tune in to Limitless Broadcasting Network anywhere you get your podcasts, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. Check us out today.
Hey guys, it's Ashley and Sammy from the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
If you love Disney, you should come join the fun on our weekly show.
Our podcast is family-friendly and talking about all things Disney. Whether you go to the parks or just love binging Disney+, we are the podcast for you. So grab your pixie dust, think happy thoughts, and join us on your favorite podcasting platform.
Check out limitlessbroadcasting.com and aim for the second star on the right and straight on till you land on the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
A dark cloud hanging over Hollywood as writers and actors are simultaneously on strike for the first time since 1960.
Is Hollywood still the place where movie magic happens?
The magic of Hollywood, I think, is one movie, one weekend can change the entire outlook of the entire industry.
Los Angeles is waking up to the fact that it is no longer always the destination of choice for TV and film production. 2024 was the worst year for on-location filming in the city since they started tracking data 30 years ago.
Are you fascinated by Hollywood? Curious about the money and business deals that power the media industry? Welcome to Hollywood Hustle, the podcast that dissects trends and deals, tracing the financial flows that keep the entertainment world thriving today. This is an information and news and business podcast, so if you're intrigued by Hollywood and want to uncover who truly runs the town, make sure to tune in to Hollywood Hustle.
Hi, I'm Albert Parker. In the season one finale of Hollywood Hustle, I want to dive into a game-changing platform that's revolutionized the entertainment industry. OnlyFans, valued at an astonishing $7.2 billion. Today, we'll explore the explosive rise of OnlyFans. I'd love to hear from you. Are you a member of OnlyFans? Do you subscribe to any creators? If so, what draws you to their pages? Do you enjoy your experience on the platform? What benefits have you found in joining? And if you have any ideas for improvement, I'm all ears. That's what we'll be discussing in this episode of Hollywood Hustle. Let's get started. In the sprawling landscape of social media and content platforms, one company has quietly achieved a financial milestone that has sent shockwaves through the technology and entertainment industries. OnlyFans, the subscription-based content platform founded in 2016, generated $7.2 billion in gross revenue in 2024, a figure that exceeds the annual box office receipts of major Hollywood studios and rivals the revenue of established social media giants. This extraordinary achievement represents more than just a financial triumph for a once niche platform. It signals a fundamental shift in how content is valued, how creators monetize their work, and how direct-to-consumer business models are reshaping entertainment economics. For a platform once dismissed as a temporary pandemic phenomenon or pigeonholed as merely adult content, OnlyFans' revenue milestone represents a powerful validation of its business model and a harbinger of where the broader creator economy is headed. "What OnlyFans has accomplished is nothing short of revolutionary," explains digital economy analyst Maria Chen. "They've created a scalable platform that enables direct monetization between creators and audiences with unprecedented efficiency. The $7.2 billion figure isn't just impressive in isolation, it represents a fundamental restructuring of how creative work is valued in the digital age." To understand how OnlyFans reached this extraordinary financial milestone, we need to examine the convergence of business strategy, technological infrastructure, cultural shifts, and market timing that transformed a modest content subscription service into one of the most financially successful digital platforms of the decade. OnlyFans' journey to $7.2 billion in annual revenue was neither straightforward nor inevitable. Founded in 2016 by British entrepreneur Tim Stokely, the platform was initially conceived as a subscription service where all types of creators, from fitness instructors to musicians, could monetize exclusive content directly from their fans. In its early stages, OnlyFans struggled to differentiate itself in a crowded social media landscape. The platform's initial growth was modest, with fewer than 10,000 creators and approximately 100,000 users by the end of 2017. During this period, the company generated less than $1 million in revenue. OnlyFans' early positioning was actually quite broad, notes digital media historian Dr. James Park. They envisioned a platform where any creator could monetize exclusive content, but they hadn't yet identified the specific market gaps that would ultimately fuel their explosive growth. The platform's trajectory changed significantly in 2018-2019 as it began to attract adult content creators who were increasingly finding themselves marginalized on mainstream platforms like Tumblr, Instagram, and Patreon. As these platforms implemented stricter content policies, many creators migrated to OnlyFans, bringing their audiences with them. By the end of 2019, OnlyFans had grown to approximately 60,000 creators and 7 million registered users, generating estimated annual revenue of $150 million. While significant, these figures gave little indication of the extraordinary growth that would follow. The COVID-19 pandemic created a perfect storm of conditions that accelerated OnlyFans' growth exponentially. Widespread lockdowns increased overall digital content consumption. Economic uncertainty drove people to seek alternative income sources. In-person entertainment industries, including adult entertainment, were severely disrupted. Mainstream celebrities facing canceled tours and productions sought new revenue streams. During this period, OnlyFans experienced growth metrics that astonished industry observers. Creator count increased from 60,000 to over 2 million. registered users grew from 7 million to more than 180 million. Annual revenue surged from $150 million 2019 to $932 million 2020 to $2.5 billion 2021. The platform processed over $3.2 billion in creator payments in 2021 alone. This explosive growth attracted significant media attention, investor interest, and scrutiny from payment processors and regulators. The platform faced its most significant existential crisis in August 2021, when it briefly announced plans to ban adult content before reversing course days later after creator and user backlash. The period from 2022 through 2024 marked OnlyFans' transition from pandemic phenomenon to established industry powerhouse. Several key strategic initiatives defined this era. Content diversification. While adult content remained a significant component of the platform, OnlyFans made deliberate efforts to expand into other content categories, including fitness, cooking, music, and fashion. By 2024, non-adult content represented approximately 40% of the platform's total revenue, up from less than 20% in 2021. Creator tools expansion. The platform introduced sophisticated content creation, management, and analytics tools, including scheduled posting, audience segmentation, merchandise integration, and detailed performance metrics. Payment infrastructure investment. To address ongoing challenges with payment processors, OnlyFans developed proprietary payment solutions and established banking relationships that reduced transaction costs and improved reliability. International expansion. Strategic localization efforts, including language support, local payment methods, and region-specific creator recruitment, drove significant growth in European, Latin American, and Asian markets. Brand partnerships program. The introduction of a formal brand partnership infrastructure allowed creators to seamlessly integrate sponsored content while maintaining the platform's direct monetization model. These strategic initiatives, combined with continued organic growth, resulted in the platform's extraordinary 2024 performance. $7.2 billion in gross revenue, representing a nearly 50-fold increase from its pre-pandemic revenue just 5 years earlier. OnlyFans' $7.2 billion revenue milestone is best understood through a detailed examination of its business model, a model that has proven remarkably efficient at extracting and distributing value within the creator economy. At its foundation, OnlyFans operates on a simple revenue-sharing model. Creators set subscription prices, typically between $4.99 and $49.99 monthly. Creators can offer additional revenue options, including pay-per-view messages, tips, and custom content. OnlyFans retains 20% of all revenue generated by creators. Creators receive the remaining 80%. This 80-20 split has remained constant throughout the platform's growth, creating predictable economics for both creators and the company. Based on the $7.2 billion gross revenue figure, OnlyFans' net revenue for 2024 was approximately $1.44 billion, with the remaining $5.76 billion distributed to creators. While subscription fees initially dominated OnlyFans' revenue mix, the platform has diversified its revenue streams significantly. Subscription revenue. Monthly subscription fees remain the foundation of the platform's economics, accounting for approximately 45% of gross revenue in 2024. Direct messaging and PPV content. Creators can charge for individual messages or content pieces, which now represents approximately 30% of platform revenue. Tipping and donations. Voluntary payments from fans to creators account for roughly 15% of revenue. Creator services, premium tools, promotional features, and analytics packages contribute approximately 5% of revenue. brand partnerships, the platform's newest revenue stream, facilitating sponsored content between brands and creators, generated approximately 5% of 2024 revenue, but is growing rapidly. This revenue diversification has created a more stable business model, less dependent on subscription acquisition and retention, while giving creators multiple monetization options within a single platform. Perhaps the most impressive aspect of OnlyFans' financial performance is the sheer transaction volume the platform now processes. In 2024, the platform handled over 720 million individual financial transactions, averaging nearly 2 million transactions daily. This transaction volume has required significant investment in payment processing infrastructure, fraud prevention, and financial compliance. The company now employs over 300 people focused exclusively on payments and financial operations, representing nearly one-third of its total workforce. What most people don't appreciate is the extraordinary payment processing machine OnlyFans has built, explains fintech analyst Robert Kim. They're handling transaction volumes comparable to medium-sized banks, but with unique challenges related to content monetization, international payments, and creator verification. OnlyFans' $7.2 billion revenue reflects extraordinary success, not just for the platform, but for its top creators, who have achieved unprecedented direct monetization of their content and audience relationships. The economics of OnlyFans follows a power law distribution similar to other creator platforms, with a relatively small percentage of creators capturing a disproportionate share of revenue. The top 1% of creators, approximately 30,000 accounts, earned approximately 33% of all creator revenue in 2024. The top 10% of creators captured approximately 73% of total creator earnings. The median active creator earned approximately $7,600 annually. While this distribution reflects significant inequality, it also represents unprecedented monetization potential for successful creators. The platform reported over 6,000 creators who earned more than $1 million in 2024, with the highest earning creator reportedly generating over $30 million. The profile of successful OnlyFans creators has diversified significantly. Adult content creators. While still representing the largest category on the platform, adult content creators' share of total platform revenue has declined from approximately 80% in 2020 to 60% in 2024.
Are you intrigued by conspiracy theories and the strange, dark, and mysterious? If so, we invite you to subscribe to our new podcast, The Truth Behind the Lies, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Well, tonight, new developments in a case that we've been following since 2019, a man now arrested in the disappearance and suspected murder of his own father, Fred Farmer.
A son is under arrest. He is now accused of killing his very own father.
His dad disappeared a little more than a year ago on the west side of Indianapolis. His body has never been found.
And it really has left the city seeking answers, the victim's family as well. Rich and I spoke with the suspect's sisters today as they're trying to understand why and how their dad lost his life.
The man accused of killing his father and putting his remains in a Brownsburg storage facility has been found guilty of murder.
Imagine turning on the television one morning and discovering that your best friend has been tried and convicted of murdering his father. From 1950 Studios and Limitless Broadcasting Network, we present What Happened to Fred. In this broadcast, unlike any other, you will exclusively hear from Jeremy Farmer, the man who was convicted of murder. You will learn exactly what happened and why. This podcast is only available by subscribing to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com.
Do you love podcasts and classic television? Do you want to listen to Secrets Uncovered, the Truth Behind the Lies podcast and rant radio, completely ad-free? At Limitless Broadcasting Network, we bring you all your favorites like The Carol Burnett Show, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and I Love Lucy without any interruptions. For just $7 a month and $80 a year, you can unlock over 90 hours of quality television and podcast programming. Don't miss out. Subscribe today at limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com, where endless entertainment awaits.
The Christmas season is upon us, and Limitless Broadcasting Network knows you will be searching for gifts for family, friends, and loved ones. While you're on the hunt for the perfect presents, don't forget to visit our online store at limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com. We offer horror merchandise like shirts and tumblers that the whole family will enjoy. Plus, when you shop with us, you are supporting a growing media network. So be sure to head over to limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com for all your holiday needs.
Fitness and wellness. This category has shown the most dramatic growth, now representing approximately 12% of platform revenue, with top fitness creators earning millions annually. Celebrity and influencer accounts. Established celebrities and social media influencers bringing existing audiences to the platform now generate approximately 10% of total revenue. Specialized content niches. Categories including cooking, gaming, financial advice, and educational content collectively represent approximately 18% of platform revenue and are growing rapidly. Perhaps the most significant economic impact of OnlyFans has been the creation of a substantial class of full-time, financially independent content creators. According to company data, approximately 340,000 creators earned at least $50,000 through the platform in 2024, a figure comparable to the total employment of major technology companies. What OnlyFans has created is essentially a new creative middle class, explains creator economy researcher Dr. Sarah Johnson. These aren't just the headline-grabbing millionaires, but hundreds of thousands of people earning solid middle-class incomes directly from their audiences without traditional entertainment industry gatekeepers. Behind OnlyFans' $7.2 billion revenue figure lies a sophisticated technology infrastructure that has scaled dramatically to support the platform's growth. What began as a relatively simple subscription management system has evolved into one of the internet's most complex content delivery and monetization platforms. The raw numbers of OnlyFans' content delivery system are staggering. The platform now hosts over 12 petabytes of creator content. Its servers process more than 8 billion content views monthly. During peak hours, the platform delivers over 400 terabytes of data hourly. The system ingests more than 20 million new content items daily. This scale has required substantial investment in content delivery networks, storage systems, and video processing technology. The company now operates 6 global data centers and partners with multiple content delivery networks to ensure reliable access across geographic regions. As content volume has grown, OnlyFans has invested heavily in recommendation and discovery technology to help users find relevant creators. Machine learning algorithms analyze user behavior to suggest potential subscription matches. Content categorization systems improve searchability across creator types. Engagement patterns are analyzed to optimize content presentation within creator feeds. These systems have become increasingly important as the platform diversifies beyond adult content, requiring more sophisticated content classification and recommendation approaches. Given the sensitive nature of much OnlyFans content, the platform has made substantial investments in security and privacy protection. End-to-end encryption for direct messages between creators and subscribers. Sophisticated content watermarking to trace leaked material, advanced access control systems preventing unauthorized content sharing, biometric verification systems for both creators and subscribers. The platform now employs over 200 security and trust professionals and reportedly invests more than $100 million annually in security infrastructure, investments that have helped maintain creator and subscriber confidence despite continuous attempts to compromise content. The company behind OnlyFans has undergone a remarkable transformation paralleling its financial growth. What began as a small startup with fewer than 20 employees has evolved into a global technology company with significant financial resources and corporate infrastructure. Unlike many fast-growing technology platforms, OnlyFans has maintained an unusual ownership structure throughout its growth. The company remains privately held, with no traditional venture capital investment. Founder Tim Stokely sold majority control to pornography entrepreneur Leonid Radvinsky in 2018. The company has funded its growth entirely through operating profits. Despite numerous acquisition offers and IPO opportunities, ownership has chosen to maintain private control. This independence from traditional investment structures has allowed OnlyFans to make long-term strategic decisions without pressure for quarterly results or exit timelines. The company reportedly maintains over $500 million in cash reserves and has no external debt, creating extraordinary financial flexibility. The company's workforce has expanded dramatically to support its growing user base and technical needs. Total employment has grown from approximately 60 people in 2019 to over 950 in 2024. Technology and product teams now comprise approximately 45% of the total workforce. Content moderation and trust safety teams represent 25% of employees. The company maintains offices in London, New York, Miami, and Singapore. This organizational expansion has brought more professional management structure, with the company recruiting executives from major technology platforms like Meta, Twitter, and Spotify to oversee its continued growth. Perhaps the most delicate aspect of OnlyFans' corporate evolution has been its navigation of complex and often contradictory regulatory environments across global markets. The platform has developed sophisticated age and identity verification systems that exceed requirements in most jurisdictions. Content moderation practices have been formalized and regularly audited by third parties. Financial compliance teams work closely with payment processors and regulatory bodies. The company maintains dedicated government relations functions in key markets. These investments in regulatory compliance have allowed OnlyFans to avoid the existential regulatory challenges that have threatened other platforms operating in sensitive content categories. Beyond its financial achievement, OnlyFans' rise to $7.2 billion in annual revenue reflects a profound cultural shift in attitudes toward creator monetization, subscription content, and the boundaries between mainstream and adult entertainment. OnlyFans has played a significant role in normalizing direct financial support for creators, a concept that has spread far beyond its platform. Subscription-based creator support has become standard across multiple platforms. The stigma around paying for content has diminished significantly. Direct creator audience financial relationships have disintermediated traditional gatekeepers. Exclusivity and community access have become standard creator monetization strategies. What OnlyFans accomplished was making it normal to directly pay creators for their work, explains cultural economist Dr. Michael Torres. They didn't invent the concept, but they scaled it to a level that transformed audience expectations across the entire digital content ecosystem. The platform's growth has been accelerated by mainstream celebrity adoption, including former Disney star Bella Thorne's controversial but attention-generating account launch, rapper Cardi B's strategic use of the platform for behind-the-scenes content, actor Tyler Posey's subscription offering combining personal content and creative work, numerous musicians using the platform for exclusive performances and content. This celebrity participation has significantly increased OnlyFans' mainstream visibility and legitimacy, helping attract both creators and subscribers beyond the platform's initial core audience. Media coverage and portrayal of OnlyFans has evolved dramatically as the platform has grown. Early coverage focused almost exclusively on the adult content aspect. By 2022, coverage had expanded to include creator success stories and economic impact. Current media treatment increasingly positions OnlyFans as a general creator platform with adult content as just one component. The platform now regularly features in business publications' analysis of the creator economy. This evolution in media representation has helped normalize the platform for both creators and audiences who might previously have avoided association with it. OnlyFans' achievement of $7.2 billion in annual revenue has occurred within an increasingly competitive creator monetization landscape. Understanding this competitive context helps explain both the platform's success and the challenges it faces in maintaining its growth trajectory. Several platforms have emerged as direct OnlyFans competitors, though none have achieved comparable scale. Fansly, the most direct competitor with a similar revenue model and content policies, has grown to approximately $1.2 billion in annual revenue. Patreon. While serving a broader creator base with less adult content, Patreon remains a significant competitor with approximately $1.8 billion in annual creator payments. Privacy, a newer entrant focused on premium chat and content subscriptions, currently processing approximately $600 million annually. FanView, UK-based competitor emphasizing non-adult content categories with estimated annual revenue of $400 million. These direct competitors collectively represent significant competition but still process less total revenue than OnlyFans alone, a testament to the platform's dominant market position. Perhaps more concerning for OnlyFans' long-term position are the moves by established social platforms to incorporate similar monetization features. Instagram, Meta's introduction of subscription features for creators directly challenges OnlyFans' model for non-adult content. Twitter/X, the platform's creator subscription features provide similar functionality with a larger built-in audience. YouTube, expanding membership features and direct creator support mechanisms target the same creator monetization opportunity. TikTok, rapidly evolving creator monetization features leverage the platform's massive audience and discovery advantages. These established platforms bring enormous existing user bases but face challenges in creating the same focused monetization environment that has made OnlyFans successful. Despite increase in competition, OnlyFans maintains several key advantages that have supported its continued growth. Monetization focus. Unlike social platforms where monetization is secondary to engagement, OnlyFans is built entirely around facilitating financial transactions between creators and audiences. Payment infrastructure. Years of investment in payment processing, particularly for sensitive content categories, create significant barriers to entry for competitors. Creator economics. The platform's 80-20 revenue split remains more favorable than many alternatives, helping retain top-earning creators. Network effects. The concentration of both creators and paying subscribers creates powerful network effects that are difficult for new entrants to overcome. These advantages have allowed OnlyFans to maintain its market leadership despite numerous well-funded competitors entering the space. Having achieved $7.2 billion in annual revenue, OnlyFans now faces the challenge of sustaining growth while navigating potential threats to its business model. Several key factors will likely determine the platform's trajectory in coming years. OnlyFans' continued revenue expansion will likely depend on several potential growth vectors. Geographic expansion. While the platform has users worldwide, North America and Western Europe still represent approximately 70% of revenue. Expansion in Latin America, Asia, and Eastern Europe presents significant growth potential. Content category diversification. Continuing to expand beyond adult content into other creator categories could substantially increase the platform's total addressable market. Product expansion. Moving beyond content subscriptions into adjacent areas like merchandise, live events, and digital goods could increase revenue per creator and subscriber. Creator acquisition. Attracting higher-profile mainstream creators could drive subscriber growth and further legitimize the platform. Each of these growth vectors faces specific challenges, from payment processing limitations in emerging markets to competition from established social platforms for non-adult creators. The most significant threats to OnlyFans' business model remain regulatory and financial. Despite investments in payment infrastructure, the platform remains dependent on major payment processors and banking partners who could change policies around adult content. Regulatory uncertainty. Various jurisdictions continue to consider legislation affecting adult content, age verification, and platform liability that could impact the platform's operations. Content policy pressures. External pressure from advocacy groups, payment processors, and app stores creates ongoing tension around content policies. The platform's 2021 brief announcement of an adult content ban, quickly reversed after creator backlash, demonstrated the precarious balance it must maintain between various stakeholders. As a private company with substantial revenue and profitability, OnlyFans faces ongoing questions about potential public market listing. IPO advantages. Public market access would provide liquidity for existing shareholders, capital for expansion, and acquisition currency. IPO challenges. Public market investors might be hesitant about adult content exposure, regulatory risks could create valuation discounts, and public reporting requirements would increase scrutiny. Company executives have consistently declined to provide specific IPO timelines, though industry analysts speculate that some form of public listing remains likely within the next 24 to 36 months. OnlyFans' achievement of $7.2 billion in annual revenue represents more than just a financial milestone for a single company. It symbolizes a fundamental shift in how digital content is valued, how creators build sustainable businesses, and how direct creator-audience relationships can bypass traditional entertainment industry gatekeepers. What started as a modest subscription platform has evolved into one of the internet's most financially successful content businesses, one that distributes billions of dollars directly to creators while maintaining a profitable corporate operation. The platform has created thousands of millionaire creators and hundreds of thousands of financially sustainable creative careers outside traditional entertainment structures. OnlyFans didn't just build a successful business, concludes digital economy researcher Dr. Elena Rodriguez. They demonstrated the massive untapped value in direct creator monetization and forever changed how we think about the economics of digital content. The $7.2 billion figure is impressive, but the long-term impact on creator business models may be their most significant legacy. Thank you for tuning in to the final episode of Season 1 of Hollywood Hustle. I'm eager to hear your thoughts on OnlyFans. Has it transformed the entertainment industry? Do you support the platform? I appreciate you listening to this season of Hollywood Hustle. I'm your host, Albert Parker, representing 1950 Studios and Limitless Broadcasting Network. Looking forward to seeing you in Season 2.
Thank you for listening to Hollywood Hustle. The story research was carried out by the Limitless newsletter, and they also wrote the story. Episodes are edited by Robert Brooksby, with Albert Parker serving as the host. This podcast is produced by 1950 Studios and distributed through the Limitless Broadcasting Network. To get early access to this episode and enjoy it without ads, please subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com.
Are you tired of keeping your frustrations bottled up? It's time to let it out on Rant Radio. Whether it's the unpredictable weather, annoying coworkers, or that friend who never listens, we want to hear your best rants. Call us now at 844-857-7268. Join the conversation and share your thoughts with fellow rant enthusiasts. And guess what? The best rant wins a whopping $2,000 from Limitless Broadcasting Network. So what are you waiting for? Grab your phone, dial 844-857-7268 and start ranting. Rant Radio, where your voice matters. Happy ranting!